Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama is fleshing out the details of an idea he hinted at in the State of the Union address on Tuesday. At the University of Michigan this morning, Obama outlined a proposal that would reward colleges that keep tuition costs down and shift federal dollars away from colleges that don't. It would also require colleges to provide a report card so parents and students can more easily compare financial aid packages and determine the value of a degree.
From now on, parents and students deserve to know how a college is doing. How affordable is it? How well are its students doing? We want you to know how well a car stacks up before you buy it. You should know how well a college stacks up.
Student loan debt now tops what people owe on their credit cards, but the president's plan makes some in the higher education industry nervous. Joining us on the line is Tamar Lewin, who covers education issues for the New York Times. And Tamar, how would this linking of aid to tuition work?
Well, this would make colleges that want to offer things like Perkins loans and work-study programs, it would make them show that they were doing a good job of keeping their tuition, their net tuition, affordable and serving these students.
So it would provide more work-study opportunities for students and more Perkin loans in colleges that had lower tuition and less so for colleges whose tuition cost was deemed too high?
It would take away their eligibility to offer those at all, yeah.
And there would also be a report card. You call it a shopping sheet for parents and students to really understand these college costs. As the president says, it's currently not easy to do. What information would it provide?
It would provide a lot of information, and in fact, it even goes beyond shopping sheet. For one thing, it would show what students really typically come out with in debt and how many of them graduate. But he plans to go way further and compile how graduates do. Do they get jobs? How much do they earn? And how much do they come out owing at the end? How are they doing repaying? That's a big step forward.
And the president also had a new idea about how to encourage states to invest more in public higher education, involving competition similar to the race to the top proposal that he's used in elementary and secondary education. Explain his proposal.
Well, the administration is very proud of Race to the Top in the K-12 world, where they had a competition for grants, and they were able to leverage money by getting lots and lots of people to adopt their agenda to try to get these grants. Now they want to do the same thing for states in terms of their public education affordability. So they want to have a $1 billion competition, a Race to the Top for colleges, that would show that they have made reforms that are keeping affordability up and doing better about getting more kids to graduate on time.
And where would this money come from? Would this be new funding?
Well, there we have a sticking point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the only one. He also wants a new $55 million competition for individual colleges to fund their new efficiency ideas. But at this economic juncture, I don't know how much extra money there's going to be in there.
This plan, all these plans, would need congressional approval, so it's all very much up in the air. But if it's approved, do you think these ideas would really keep tuition down? Would people notice the difference?
Over time, they would have an effect. I don't think there's any quick fix. And there are some real concerns, like most state universities are having to raise their tuition because they're getting so much less money from the state. So a lot of people are saying, wait, it's not fair to penalize states like California, where they've had these huge cuts in funding, by telling them if they don't raise their tuition to make up that, that's the only way they'll be able to keep getting more aid. To lose the state funding and the aid, a lot of people say, is just unfair.
And what about the unintended consequence that may come with this? One listener tweeted us to say that he likes that the president is addressing high costs, but he worries that pulling federal money may have unintended consequences. And he writes that if they can't actually freeze their tuition costs, they'll lose federal funding and then have to hike the tuition even further. Might this happen?
Well, there's signs of unintended consequence possibilities, like what about, you know, we go more and more to adjuncts, or we go to bigger and bigger classes, or worse and worse quality. But I think the real college worry is how much intrusion by the federal government should there be on what they do. And they immediately leap to call anything like this a price control and fight it tooth and nail.
By the way, what would be considered an affordable tuition under this plan? I mean, room and board at public universities is now an average of $17,000 a year. And for many, that's not easily affordable. And then you look at private colleges, costs $50,000 a year. Master's degrees can cost $150,000. So is the government going to be determining what is a fair cost for college?
Well, they're not setting any, this is what the tuition should be. And they are talking not about the published sticker price that people publish, but about the net tuition, which is how much people actually end up paying once you consider their grants and their scholarships and everything. And that's the measure they're going to be using, is net tuition. So those really expensive private colleges where it may cost 50-something, most of them are also very, very generous in their aid. So they wouldn't be penalized for having a sticker price of, you know, $54,000 if they give free tuition to everybody with an income of under, you know, $80,000.
Tamar Lewin covers education for The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.